rolling. Yeah.
Underground heat.
Blade. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Free the hard way. This Canabo's kind of serious still.
Let's go.
Let's get sticky on them.
Niggas saying hip hop is dead.
Yeah,
but I don't give a fuck. Why? Cause I just go and flip rocks instead. See,
there you go, man.
Talking about food again. Ever since a little young buck,
I've been moving pain, you know?
But what else am I supposed to rap about? All I know is get the food, chop it up,
whack it out.
And I got feds on my tail, cause they know fully well I put them zeds on the scale.
Michael Miller.
I'm in the band, dropping way in the rapping wrist. And yeah, I tell a rapper quick, that is rapper shit, better move back a bit.
They ain't killers, they're nobodies. How can you beat killers with no bodies? Yeah, I laugh at the game as I fit this last half of the cave.
Niggas saying hip hop is dead, I work the back. Cause I've been
giggler
before and it turned me mad.
Yeah.
And nigga ain't
turning back.
So I consign Poppy and return
the cash.
I got little young gunners that emerge from rap.
Fuck your operation up, give your worker slaps.
You're a nerdy prat,
you don't deserve to trap.
And if the money ain't right,
they might circle back.
Fuck with gigs, you know?
Fam.
Shout out Blade, but you still can't fuck with
gigs. Nah, fam, come on.
Might burn your back. Jump out, guess who? Like Bernie Mac.
Rome World.
I'm rolling with a perfect batch. And you know what will happen if my firm attacks. Now back to the trap, I'ma reverse it back. And if
they boot
the crim, I'ma return the
back. On the edge like an arbor. I seen guns older than my father. But was spinning like a barber seat. Nigga, stop with the smoke, you ain't charming me.
Making paper like a factory.
I said Pogba's cousin.
And a lot of money flipped.
When I'm on the strip, still I'm pissed cause the piff came all in bits.
A few rappers talking like I won't blow.
Yeah.
And most rappers wanna.
I just won't blow.
A lot of these bluffing with the big B, man. It ain't nothing out popping
with the bah, 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 bah.
I STOL niggas don't want it.
No,
I invest in coke, sell
then I blow from it.
Pardon me if I boast. Just do me.
I don't mean to promote.
You don't keep it moving.
How is Michael Miller? I ain't heard from that guy in a long time.
I see him pops up again now and again online and that, but
don't he want to host nothing for him?
I see a couple of men saying yeah, that was raw for him here and there, but
no, it ain't drew for him though.
I ain't seen that happen, so
yeah, man, I'm in my cabin. Shout out Michael. 2K3 the podcast. Hey,
what's happening?
What up? What's going on? How's everyone been? How's everyone's week's been? Who wants to start?
I'll start. I always tend to go last. I always talk the longest, so might as well just get this shit cracking, you know.
How's the week?
I feel like off air we've already spoken about how things are right now. I think the sound of the times is that the cost of living is just costing much.
Costing.
It's costing much. Shout out. Again, I'm going to keep shouting out to Tariq all the time. Cause, you know, he busts me on the property and that. And he's helping me out a lot. Like, getting my property done mad quick and that. But same time, I know you're watching this as well, bro. You're getting expensive. You feel me? You know, like, every time he shouts me, it's a bittersweet moment because I know cause the way he operates and the way he moves, like, it's digital. So when he phones me, I know there's progress. Like, not no ibby-dibby-dibby thing. It's proper things has been done.
Mm.
But he's like, yeah, bro, I got some receipts for you still. I'm just like, oh, no. So, yeah, apart from that, life is good. Life is good. Had a little party for my son. This is like
bop, bop, bop.
One of the, I think probably one of, like, best days of my life.
Yeah, and I was lit still.
Like proper, proper sick. Yeah, I say it's black up there.
Yeah,
no, probably the best day of my life. Not even up there.
I was lit.
Which is actually sick. Yeah. So, no, I didn't top when he was born, but still, it's like it was the same kind of feeling.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, fully.
If you know, you know. But apart from that, everything's been all right. That costs a pretty penny as well, but that's another story. That's all for a good cause.
Yeah.
Sold the house, but you can't really look at the investment into your you know, into your people. Apart from that, everything's just been kind of smooth sailing, you know. Just all work and no play and miserable weather. And the cost of living just costing, bro. Brother, whoa. I never even spoke about this and I'm fuming. Yeah. Why is the sauce in McDonald's 10p now?
Oh, yeah, you said, isn't it?
Brother, why is it 10p? All the basic sauces are 10p. Oh, yeah. Wow. And you see the sauces that used to be 20p? They're 70p.
70?
Brother, nah. See what I'm saying about the cost of living, fam? When I saw that, listen, I went through the drive thru and that, got my little male chicken. It was the late one going home. And then I was like, can I get a curry sauce? Oh, she's so smart. Guys, 10p now. Thinking, fucking take the 10p and go over 2 fives and I like, fuck off, man. Give me my sauce, bro. I looked in, like, I was looking in my bag for the meatiest combination of this 10p I could give her. Dickhead, give me my sauce. Fuck off, man. But yeah, apart from that, everything's good.
Before, how was your week?
My weeks have been all right, you know. What day is it today? Wednesday. Well, a week ago, I was in the island.
Oh, yeah.
More of an island. Yeah. I was over there. It was a good experience. I ain't been there before. So.
Did you check in with anyone?
Why? You know what's funny, man? I see that when I come back. Like, just before I was there, yeah, I was thinking, I better not get over there, man. Check in.
Before would have been over there, like, check in with who?
Yes, I'm not still one of them.
I don't know about these guys, but maybe some IRA, man, I was expecting.
Yeah.
But no black keys, man. Yeah. Not no black keys. Check it, man. Travel.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Other than that, my week was cool still.
Yeah. Thames, how was your week?
I caught 5 L's in like 5 days. So my week ain't been great. Actually, do you know what? My week's been good.
Five
financial L's on each day of the week. Even today, letter came through the post. Parking ticket. Other day, without going into it, side of my car got stolen.
Oh, God.
Next day, what happened? The day I went to pick up my brother and son, bus scuffed the back of my car. Obviously, they phoned me today. I got through to them today, and they were saying basically it's their fault in it. So.
Repairs are gone,
but obviously, I can't even say what I want to say on the camera. Certain things are going to, you get what I'm saying? All repairs will be done, you know what I'm saying?
Like, my neck and my back.
All repairs will be done, you got what I'm saying?
In that car with you, fam.
Yeah, exactly.
But it wasn't a bad week. Those were L's, but it wasn't really a bad week like that. Obviously, me and Joe, we've been
come on,
for the past week or so.
Come on.
And I feel like the one of the most interesting things that's happened since I've been fasting is, like, you know when you're hungry, and usually, like, when I'm hungry, I get vexed in general.
Mm-hmm.
I can never stand being hungry. But because I feel like I'm fasting for a reason, like, that whole anger, it kind of leaves. It kind of leaves quite quick for me.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, very quickly, bro. So I'm, like, I don't get that no more. And it's just, I don't know, I feel a sense of peace, man. It's really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the main reason I did it was I just wanted to see if I could do it.
Yeah.
And then when I got into it, when I got past like the first day, I kind of said, all right, cool. There's certain things I want to change about my life. And it's kind of, I might as well do it now.
Mm-hmm.
While a man's fasting, in terms of like eating healthier, like, obviously I think on the podcast, I think 2 weeks ago, I was talking about the meditating thing.
Yeah.
Technically, man's fasting, man. He's emptying
himself.
You know what I'm saying? It all just kind of tied in randomly together. And then I thought, you know what? Let me just take some stuff away that doesn't need to be in my life. Even like down to basic things like fixing my sleep pattern. It's been good.
Nah, that's a nice one. Yeah, no, my week, can't land that. Like Connie said, his son's birthday party. I said it from last week. I was looking forward to it because it's the first party of such of the mandem's kids where we're all together for our kids. Not us, not the podcast, not holiday, not what. It's our kids. And it was a very, what I expected it to be, it was that. It was loving. It was two families together. Obviously, his child's mum and dad's families together. And yeah, man, I really enjoyed that. Like, I couldn't stay for too long, but the time I was there, it's always love, like, when I see his family, because obviously we've known each other for so much years. Me and Thames, I was talking to his aunt, and Connie's aunt said that she sees us on the pod, so you can flip it. Saying that the family's watching. But seeing the close, man, it was nice. It was a nice feeling, man. It was a very nice feeling. Obviously, I had my show as well. That went well. Talent show. I've just been fasting. And the thing about what Tem said is a very revealing thing when you can't eat. It's like you've got so much more time on your hands. And just quickly, like, obviously, every day I'm waking up, 3:30? Obviously, the clock's went forward, so 4:30 now to eat. And it's so peaceful and quiet at that time. And you're just sitting down, eating, chilling, reflecting. And I don't get much of that, like, where the whole world, well, not world, but the whole city is quiet, still. Obviously, you may see a few cars here and there, but it's a very calming time to just reflect and just think about what's going on and what you want to do. So, it's been going well. At first, I wanted to do it to lose my belly weight, but now it's just turned into this weird, like you said, just a cleansing, just a reformating things, just, you know. But yeah, man, it's a nice thing. I'm looking forward for the rest of it. Because if I feel like this in a week, what's 2 weeks? What's 3 weeks? Yeah. What's the whole thing going to be? So, yeah, man, it's been nice. It's been nice. I won't lie, it's been nice. But, so in terms of the topic of the week, you didn't even pick one, did you? There was bare topics, yeah, but there was two. So there was most embarrassing moments in school and realizing wrestling was fake. I feel like they both kind of intertwine not embarrassing moments, but like worst times and best times in school. But one of the worst times in school is finding out that wrestling's fake, because that's what you and your dogs used to talk about. Now you know it's fake, it's like we can't even talk about it. So best and worst times in school. I don't know who wants to take the lead.
Best and worst times or most embarrassing moments?
Any, because because embarrassing will be classed as worst, isn't it?
Brother, obviously, those from Brixton, they know, like, there was a couple, like, prominent figures in, like, the rap scene and that. Like, obviously, you had whatever. I'm not going to start naming names in that, but a couple brothers went to man's school, innit?
Mm.
One of them was a youth called De Niro, for those that know, and those who don't, then look it up or whatever, if it's still about. I don't know if the archives allow it. You get me?
Well, just to interject quickly, random fact, my cat's called De Niro because of that De Niro.
What's up, my cat?
Shout out to Nero, you're reincarnated as a cat, because I ain't seen you since school time still. Yeah, so I hope you're well, my guy.
That's the cat.
But De Niro was like young, but PDC, part of the PDC kind of marketing movement and and that thing. I don't know if he was like, no disrespect him, I don't know if he was part of I don't know if he was fully outside like that, but he was there anyway. Maybe because of his brother, I don't know. Because his brother went to Kingsdale, but he was obviously an older one.
Mm.
Anyway, well, one time, this is before Jamie Oliver, obviously, car. He took the sugar out of school for man. Walking on the walkway in school one night, I see a can. It was like half crushed. So like half crushed can of Fanta Fruit Twist.
Mm.
What does man do when man sees cans? They're kids, innit?
Yeah, just kicked them.
Man's kicked it, innit? So I've proper toe punted the cannon that year, and he's got one of these new night jackets here, some grey and blue brand new night jacket. Like, you can see the freshness of the jacket because it's like it's September, so school just started. Man's kicked the can, bro. It's hit the jacket. It's hit him, like hit the jacket and that. And obviously, you know, like in school, and obviously, man's from Brixton, so De Niro's name is ringing bells musically, he's still an older youth than me, innit? So even though obviously my brother's in his year, and my brother will crush him, so like he can't crash me for it.
Yeah,
but like he's getting onto me, like what the fuck you doing? I'm like, he's like, bro, clean it, and I'm like, Nah, bro. Nah, bro. I ain't cleaning it.
No.
Brother. He's like, you're a little dickhead, little pussyo. And I'm just there, like, I'm not like giving him back to him. I'm just like, I'm not really cleaning it, but I'm not really trying to get into it.
Yeah,
man, still, I'm year seven, he's year nine. I'm just come to the school, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
I've just come to the school. I'm not even, like, I don't even know what the lay of the land is and that. You know what I'm trying to say? I'm not really there yet. I've just started. This is like my first weeks. So my man has gone, obviously, he knows who my brother is, obviously, but he's still giving it. And I'm not really trying to. Man's year seven, bro. I ain't really trying to get physical over this. You get me? Pause. But get like, so he's gone. He's just gone and called my brother. So I'm chilling. I'm on the walkway. I'm chilling. My man's walked off. He's got ranting and raving. He's come back with my brother, fam. He's like, bruv, tell him clean my jacket. Bro, my brother's like, clean it, bro.
Oh, man.
Bro.
After all that, bro.
And then, man, he's took off his fucking Just Do It bag. Yeah. Baby wipes in there. He's like, yeah, clean it, bro. Clean it. He's taking out like,
yeah.
Clean it. Someone's just there, like, wiping the jacket. But the fact that Fruit Twist is already embedded in the French now, bro. It's there. Like, it's stained. Like, it needs to go. Your mum needs to watch that, bro. Like, it needs to go. It's Fruit Twist because it's not Sprite. It's not like. And then, so obviously, man's just. Because the coat is light grey, like, lighter shade. You know, like the night tracksuit grey. But it's not that material. It's more of the that kind of shiny material.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Someone's using the baby wipes, and it's just because it's wet. It's just blurring out.
Yeah,
it's just making the jacket look wet now. I'm thinking, bro, this is just gonna dry,
and it's gonna still stain.
And then it's gonna be pink again, bro. Like, come on, bro. Let's be real. He's like, and my shoes as well. I think, bro, Donnie had wallabies on anyway.
black
wallabies. Oh, Donnie had wallabies on anyway. He's like, and my shoes as well, bro. You know, like, in this moment now, I'm thinking like, is man taking a piss, but. But I'm still not.
I'll
be real. I'm gonna be real as it comes. I'm at that point. I'm not leery enough.
I'm not leery enough.
I'm not confident enough. Sorry, bro. To even have any back chat. So I've just looked at my brother. Like, you know, from the ceiling. Like, is he taking the piss?
Yeah.
My brother's like, clean it, bro.
Oh man.
So now man's cleaning man's shoes, fam.
Oh man.
Like, I'm cleaning man's cleaning man's shoes. With the
wipes,
bro, and now like people are watching.
Bro's on his knees,
bro. Man's like the shoe cleaner in fucking Godfather. Man's just there scrubbing up man's boots. Yeah, and it's lunchtime, and everyone's just not everyone's watching, but you know what you feel like.
Yeah,
like
the whole world, isn't it?
And then obviously he's
these times, not
brother. Like no one cares. After the encounter now, after I've cleaned the shoes and that, whatever, both shoes and that, I've stood back up in it, and he's just like to my brother, like love for that, like, and then he's like, "You're still a pussy." I'm like,
"Oh my god, this guy."
But after that, bro, I just thought, bro, you're a dickhead. You're a dickhead, fam. I just thought, after that, I just never liked him. Every time I saw the jacket, I just thought, bro, I wish it was still stained. Obviously, the next time I saw him, it was all patterned.
Yeah, of course.
He was looking for. He was a bit of a sweet boy. In school, of course. He was
say pause.
Pause, nigga.
You gotta let that go. Sweet boy can't be a pause.
No. Pause. He was.
Yeah, now popcorn would wire that still.
So obviously, I just thought after that, I didn't care because he was on the MCing thing. He was sick.
Yeah.
I just thought you are just a pussy after that, bro. And I got no ratings for you. You just some any light skin you that's entitled, fam. You're lucky that man ain't really trying to get into no problems because.
Yeah.
He weren't no big ute, bro. When man got to year eight now, I realised, like, bro.
I could get him.
Like, I'll knock you out. You feel me? Like, it's not, me and you are the same height. Like, there might be a little, because you're older. I always underestimated the strength, the natural strength that you develop with age. Mm. So because you're a little bit older, I always thought, yeah, the age thing's there, but I will brack you up anyway. Like, because I always thought I was mad strong and all these other dumb things and younger and that. So I just thought, I'll brack you up. But then, obviously, that never happened. But yeah, I'd say that was definitely my first, like, fully full-time, I was fully embarrassed. Like, I was thinking, because you know, like, I'm in the school and that my older brother's there. I'm thinking I'm lit, yeah, baby.
Yeah,
I'm lit. And then now I'm cleaning man's wallabies. Oh, like, bro, it was a nice little reality check for me still. Reality check from one of the older ones in school. But that was it for me still.
That's stressing. Oh, shit, I got one. Cool. So we're in school, yeah? It's the end of school. We're like, yeah... Year nine. So, for those of you who don't know, when we was in school, obviously our school's in Dulwich, but it's like Gypsy Hill, North Side. So, Ghost Town was just around the corner. So, they was always at the shop. So, they'll come round to the school. But, because our affiliation to them was very deep, they would always come, well, go on, and we'd just chat and go shop together. It's just the man, them, innit? So, one day now, I think there's been like some show. I don't know if it was a talent show, something show, but we're kind of at school, just a tad later. But obviously, I think someone has phoned the man to come down, so they're waiting outside. We're all going outside. What's good? Oh, what happened? No. At this time, I'm in a relationship. Like, I'm in one of my first real school relationships, innit? So, my girl's out there. But obviously, back then, it's like, man don't do the lovey-dovey thing 24/7, especially when the man lives about. You just
play. I did, but still, get me.
Yeah, but I was just more playing it cool. Anyway, so obviously my girl lives in the area, so she knows them. So she's chatting to them, normal things. Well, go on. Nah. And this is when it got a bit mad. So she... So she's chatting to them. One of them was my next door neighbor, so we know each other on a different level. Anyway, I'm chatting to the man. Something's happened. I don't know if someone's done a talent show or someone spun the show, but we're just chatting guests. Two twos. My girl was on the front of his bike. Like, her legs are over the handlebars and her bum's on. So her legs are over the handlebars, but her bum's on the handlebars, and he's basically got her just riding.
So he's cheating on you. No, in school, that's cheating.
And I'm looking like,
you know, like low key.
You're a whore.
Brother. Yeah.
Can't you see that? Is that see what's going on?
I'm like, what? And like, no one's. Like, again, I don't know why no one's clocked because everyone's gassed about whatever's happened. But I'm looking like, oh, like, am I a dickhead? Anyway, so I tell you, the walk from the school to the shops is the longest walk ever because we're all walking slow. But he's riding slow with her. So she's with us, just on the bike, just. And we're just chatting, everyone's chatting, and I'm just thinking, I'm a dickhead, isn't it?
In them situations, when you get off that bike, you better be getting off the bike to tell me.
Exactly, yeah.
You niggas are related.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I'm trying to hear.
I was waiting for any of that.
You niggas are related. That's why it's so cozy like that.
I was so vexed. I was like, all right, cool. So we got to the shops now, and she's gotten off the bike, she's gone shopping that. I think she tried to say something to me, but I brushed that off. I'm like, fucking. She's like, what?
Little whore.
Yeah, whore. I was like, come on. So obviously, my man has come to me, but my man doesn't even clock what he's done. He's like, yeah, all right, listen, my brother, I'm gone, don't shout me.
My man's always like, giving him the media spotlight.
Yeah,
man, dust out, man. It was a little BMX. Yeah. Dust out.
I'm like, so obviously she's come out the shop and I'm like, oh, babe, what's up, man? But I think the man will know more than anything. But when I'm moody, fam. I'm moody. So nothing that anyone can say, I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm like, so she's now trying to go to the man and, whoa, what's wrong with you? Everyone's like, I don't know. So she's kind of...
You're riding man's meat on like
exactly,
BMX.
Exactly.
That's what's up.
Exactly.
Yeah? And you think you're going for a ride, you're just riding meat. that's what you're basically doing, babes. Well, okay? Riding meat in 4K.
And she thought
that was about like that. Still.
Right,
4K,
like,
320.
Yeah, exactly,
320. It was VGA, fam.
Yeah, VGA.
So she thought that I was going to walk her home and that. Fam, I just walked home, fam. Now, obviously, when we walk up, she goes that way, I go that way. she's waiting for me to go. And fam, I just walked up the fucking place, man. And then, like, I think she phoned me, like, wow, like, what was wrong with you today? I'm like, bruv.
Are you riding the next man?
How are you on the front of man's thing like that?
Oh, yeah, I ride bike.
Yeah.
That's so stupid.
I ride bike, sir.
I ride bicycle.
Yeah. Huh? Like, what's all that? No, but he's like my brother. Huh? I'm like, but I don't give a fuck about all that, bruv, because he's like my bro too, but you don't do them. Oh, well, I didn't know. But, like, you know, like, when it's a thing where I'm not sure who clocked, but I'm Powell. Of everyone else,
and now you're not even upset because of you, really.
Yeah,
you're upset
I'm just upset because everyone else is.
So that's my man's girlfriend.
Yeah. Well, swear on his side, like a
slut.
Yeah, like a slapper. Yeah. So yeah, that was one like one of the first moments where embarrassment was high, and it's a thing again where you can't do nothing because to check a girl in front of the man, you're not doing that. Like not at them ages anyway. Now,
yeah.
Like, I'll check my girl easy in front of the man because it's different. But then you're not doing that. And then the you who was it, it's not like I could be aggressive.
Yeah.
Like, I've known him since knee high.
Yeah.
So I was like, it's just embarrassment. Enough man them there. Yeah. Enough people look. You any look at you, you think that that's
it's hot, fam.
You think they're laughing hot, at you. Fam. You think they're laughing
the Cyclops eyes burning into man's skin, right?
Bro, I'm just pissed off. So, yeah.
That I was just started to swear and everything, fam.
So that was one of my things still. It was kind of embarrassing still.
School embarrassment. I don't think I have many, but I think there's one that sticks out, yeah.
Bro, you swore to God.
Oh, yeah, no. I mean, if it wasn't for that one, that's the biggest one, isn't it? That's like number one. Number two is, I'm not sure if you lot were there though, man. Like, we was at the, just by the auditorium, like, you know, it's lunchtime,
so
man's on the, like, little greenery bit, yeah? Obviously, I'm chilling with, I feel like you lot were there. But it might have been Ramps.
Your anxiety is peaking.
I'm trying to remember who it was. It was Ramps, Jumps. I think 40 was there. I can't remember who it was.
Yeah.
But I'm just chilling and get me. I'm around the Madison School.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Man's chilling, you get on da 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 da. And someone sweet to me.
Oh.
You know, like the sweep, like
the sweepiest, the sweep.
Sweep. Like, you know,
you know that you're just for a second in the air. Like,
yeah,
you,
both legs up.
You're just horizontal.
Yeah, yeah. Both legs.
And it feels like you just get in air like a basket, like a jump man. You just get in air time. That's just like tricky.
This is the first time that I've ever been anything even close to that.
Yeah.
So obviously, I've looked up and I see that it was Jumps.
Yeah.
So I've just started running after him, but I know. I know I'm not doing anything.
You know it's one of them ones where you're running after him and you're like, bro, don't slow down.
Yeah, don't do that to me again, please.
Don't slow down, fam. I remember just getting up, yeah, and just like chasing him. And he's just laughing. He's like, no, I'm joking. And I'm thinking, man. Yeah,
you're joking.
And then I went back to chill, yeah.
It's a joke.
And I was like, did everyone see this? Like, does everyone think I'm a prick, man? Do you know what I mean? That was the first thoughts in my head. Like, did ever? I remember I was wearing the fucking, the military cop.
Yeah, get me.
And I had to like unloosen because I felt
a bit hot, felt
dusty.
But yeah, fam, I think that was like the first. I think what we spoke about last week. I don't know if it was last week, maybe the week before. The swear to God thing, and that thing was second, bruv. I feel like apart from that.
Yeah, there weren't many though, innit?
Nah, man, not in school though, man. What about you before?
I mean, only one comes to mind, to be honest, though. I got banged in the face one time.
Oh my God, fam.
Yeah.
Mad though, fam. Like, which one you? He's like maybe like 2 years older than man. But at the time, like, we had separate playgrounds for like the older kids. And
yeah.
The younger ones on the top playground, you get me? But on this day, they mixed it, you get me? Cool, whatever, gone down there, you get me? He's playing football now, you get me, kicking his ball. Now already, as man's come down, he's kind of said to everyone, like, don't touch the ball.
Yeah.
Don't touch the ball. Touching the ball. Man's walking across the playground now, it lands near my foot.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Exactly.
But
what do you do?
Fuck it. I'm a nice guy.
Yeah.
Pass the ball back to you.
Yeah.
He said, don't touch the ball.
Fam.
What did I tell you?
That's my ball.
I didn't even say nothing, fam.
Spang you.
He's walked told me, bam, you man.
Oh, it's my clean. God. He's no talking.
Fam.
On site.
That's where my whole face went cold.
Oh, yeah, shit.
It's like shit froze for me.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. Like, the fact that there were no words,
no anger,
no emotion.
Yeah.
He didn't posture, he didn't do nothing, just straight.
Bang me in my face, man.
Jesus.
It's in the moments, you don't know what to do,
bro. I didn't know what to do, fam. Yeah. I knew I couldn't do nothing either.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Bang me up. Yeah. Like, it would have got messy for me.
Yeah.
I remember just walking away, fam.
I'm walking away.
For the troubles.
I'm saying to the other man that I'm gonna get him set.
Yeah.
No, like, but really deep
that
down,
that was the words.
Yeah, deep man. Down in the crevices, you're like, not really.
Not really.
I'm not sure how much credit I have in the bank for this one.
Say it really happening. Yeah. Say something.
Yeah.
You need to say something.
Bang.
Niggas are trying to do like, bro, you all right?
Yeah.
Your eyes are watering in that time. Enough sniffling.
Yeah, that's possibly the most embarrassing thing.
Bro, the man name's moving sparse the embarrassing moments. I feel all embarrassed now. I got bare embarrassing moments in school.
What, in
bro.
School?
Bare embarrassing moments, bro. Listen, there's one now that I got. This is more of a hindsight. Mm. This is more of a hindsight kind of embarrassment, Carl. I'm not even going to put no names to it because you see the utes that I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
They've kind of done the reverse thing to me where I went in jail and then I got out of jail and then I started like being a normal citizen of London. You know me? These men got out of jail and they're gangsters now.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
So I'm just a podcaster, bro. You get me? So I'm not trying to see no scorps, no blickies, none of that. You get me? I'm especially over what I was talking about anyway. So in school, for anyone that was in my year group, probably the year above, if they even gave a shit really, and the year below, for sure, that the relationship between me and my girl was kind of like a running romance in my school, yeah? But then there was a few strawberry seasons where after the 6 weeks holiday and that, which is the strawberry season for those dumb ones at the back. After the 6 weeks holiday, man's come back to school and through text message or whatever, our conversations, we're not in a relationship.
Mm.
You get me? Broke up for the summer, come back to school after the summer. She's with next man in the school. What?
What?
I bought you with next man. Yeah, I bought you with... What?
Oh yeah, bro.
But what, fam? These times I've been moved out. This time I'm in year nine now, and I've been shipped out of the class. Yeah, I'm in the next form group. I've moved. My form group that I was in was next door to his.
Yeah.
Now I'm moved to the other side. He's on yellow stairs. I'm on green stairs. But it's cool because it ain't that far. You feel me? It ain't that far. I said to him, brother, you need to understand, cause. One, that's my girl, yeah, whether we're together or not, yeah? And two, don't you fucking dare let me see you doing what I was doing.
Sounds like, yeah, you know, reminds me of like the American fucking, bro, American bullies. Like,
this is
my girl, no matter what.
Bro, he done the kiddlehood thing, bro.
Yeah.
He done the, you should just leave and be my girlfriend. Yeah. That's what he done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brother,
yeah,
So obviously, I'm seeing, and bro, this is embarrassment now looking back at it because in the moment, I'm just high on emotion.
Mm-hmm.
You get me? And I'm high on emotion and I'm arrogant as fuck.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm seeing him on the walkway. It's always the walkway where these things happen.
Always.
He's walking with his arm around
her. Okay, basically like, the landing. Bro.
Yeah.
He's walking with his arm around her. I'm like, oi! my man's looked back. I'm just like chasing him. He's started running. Obviously, and it's kind of a similar thing to Temp.
Yeah.
Because don't, like, never, ever, ever get it twisted. And I don't care how much of a gangster man thinks they are. In that moment there, he wasn't doing shit. He was running for his life.
Yeah. For his life.
He was running for his life and liberty. Yeah. Okay? Because
He thought I was going to fuck him up.
Yeah.
But I was chasing the brother, and I was thinking, what's going to happen if I catch him now?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Because really and truly, I'm probably just going to grip him and say, what are you doing?
What did I say?
You know what I'm trying to say? Talk to him like you're my son and that. Yeah. What are you doing? Anyway, I didn't catch him.
Yeah.
So I was just, he's blew out. I've walked back to what I was doing, probably with the man them or the rest of the girls that was about. She's screwing me like I'm some dickhead. I'm just thinking, bro, fuck you. I bought you trying to be with next man in the school. Next man in the school. Are you fucking taking a piss? Anyway, broke up with him. And then obviously she knew where she's back in the winning circle. She's back in the fold. You feel me? She's back in the fold. Things are normal.
Yeah.
You know, like the audience, because that's how it feels.
Yeah.
The audience can see that order's been restored.
There's no more
turbulence. Yeah, there's no more turbulence. The goals are, but their goals in again. We're defending the goal. You get me?
Yeah, you're back.
Broke up again, fam. Broke up again. I can't remember why. Who gives a fuck why? People break up.
Mm.
Anyway, she's with a next suit now. Next suit. Yeah? And I'm like, this suit's in the bottom set. And I'm like, oh, so you want the guys that, guys that are like the little tramps. That's what you're trying to do. Because obviously this... The first suit was a little sweet boy, so that's probably why I was more aggravated in antagonizing him. So this suit is like a fool, basically. Mm-hmm. He's in the bottom set. Yeah, there's no other way I can call it. If he was in the bottom set, you was in my school.
You
was done at. You was basically in the year below, fam.
That's
where you was.
It's true. It's true.
Like, man can't. You needed to, for you to have any credibility, you really needed to have that clout. There was only certain bottom set niggas
that had clout.
That had that clout. You feel me? Everyone else, man don't know you and man don't want to be near you, fam.
No. Fleabag.
You're undateable.
Fleabag. Of
course, but undateable. So, I'm just like, I'm moving. This is a year later, isn't it? So, obviously, man's a little bit more sure of myself. If that's a way to put it. So I'm just like, I'm not chasing you, bro. But don't let me see it, or it's on site.
It's
on site. What's your 10 now?
1-on-1, yeah.
Yeah.
1-on-1 settings.
Yeah.
Don't let me see it, bro. Don't let me see it. You lot are not even together. You better pattern that up outside of school.
Yeah.
And then she's sending me texts like, are you doing this again? Are you ruining my life? Babes.
In school. In year 10, bro. And he's ruining her life.
Are you ruining my life? Are you always doing this? Oh, it's so embarrassing. Okay.
You're not leaving.
Exactly.
Serious, though.
I'm just like to, on a, listen, so arrogant because of how things have been.
Of course,
I know her probably more than at that point in my life anyway. I knew him better than anyone else.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say? Yeah. So I'm just like, you're just a one, you're a fool. Mm. Two, you'll be back. Yeah. not even you'll be back on the arrogant thing, because if you're coming back, I'm happy to have you.
I want you.
The light is always on.
I want you. I need you.
So yeah, I'm just like, brother, you better pattern up with me after we leave. We got 2 years. You can be with him after then if you want. But right now,
while we're here,
if we're in school, I can't be seeing that. I'll terrorize him.
Yeah. Where's the embarrassing moment?
This is the whole saga, fam.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
I'm running around dying for Nash. for terms, every day, fam. Every day, man's moving through from lesson to lesson, trying to see if I spot anything.
This guy, fam.
Anything, fam. I'm like CCTV, trying to see if I can spot anything.
Yeah.
Any lips, anything, bro. Don't even hug for too long.
Bro, I ain't even thinking about the work.
Nothing.
I weren't
thinking about nothing. I weren't thinking about no one. And I weren't talking to no girls. No progression.
Yeah.
I'm just getting left behind and I'm just here angry, bitter.
No progression.
Chasing niggas around. Like, what's going on? But so that was that was a big time.
I get it in hindsight. I get.
Big time embarrassing moment for me. And then another one. I don't even know if the man then was there. But enough people was there whereby I couldn't let it go, bro. And this is nothing to do with my girl. Shout out my ex anyway. Doing nothing and that. Events and that. It's lit.
I swear.
Yeah, man.
Oh, wow.
Events out in Dubai and that.
It's lit.
Anyway, brother, this girl was walking past in school, yeah? What's wrong with the man then?
Sorry. That was me. That was on me.
No, it's Joey, man. He looked at me for no reason. It was Joey. Sorry. I'm not even taking it.
No, they're all little in jokes and that, you little waste, man. Both of you, bro.
Anyway. I just went. This nigga went to. I just cleared my throat, nigga. go on.
So, obviously, it's got to like year nine. It's definitely year nine because that's the year my brother left and this girl wasn't his year, yeah? This girl, she weren't too good in the face. Like, weren't too attractive. Sight for sore eyes, called it. But she had a mad back, wow, though. Like, the booty was, she had the onion booty.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. Just to cut you, in school, like, big, if you had the booty, or even, not even in school, just when man was younger, the booty will disqualify, like...
It will trump.
Yeah, it will trump anything.
It will trump. The booty was top trumps.
If niggas said, if niggas bring around an ugly thing, and she turns around in the back, said, you did your thing. Niggas don't even care that much. You get what I'm saying?
Of course not.
Especially back in the days, but go on.
So, obviously, I will roll with my brother and that in school, innit? So he's in year 11 now, innit? You get me? And then I'm with him, his bedrooms, and every mixed school, because them men that went to boys' schools and that, it's a little bit different. It's a little bit more like testosterone driven.
Trust me.
But, in the mixed schools, there's always like a group of, but the group of lit niggas and the group of lit girls, and then there's just everybody else. So, I'm rolling my brother. He's with the lit niggas and the lit girls of his year. This girl's there, obviously, with a big booty. And I'm seeing how things kind of move here.
Yeah.
I'm in a different space, seeing how things move here. So obviously, I'm there. They know who I am. So, I'm here. You get me. Bro, the girls obviously walk, this is separately, I'm not rolling with them, this is on a separate occasion by myself. She's walked past on that, yeah? And she said hello to me, innit?
Calm.
Fam, man just slapped the booty. Blow!
Oh my God, yeah. I definitely weren't there.
Yeah?
But I know what's coming.
Slapped the booty.
Oh yeah, I remember this. Of course.
I know what's coming, of course.
Fam, my girl just turned around and banged me in my fucking nose. Fam! Bang me in my nose, bro. I was seeing stars, fam. I was seeing fucking stars, brother. Bro, I was seeing stars. And before, bro, I saw red. I was going for her.
Yeah.
Before I could do that, some hench freshy prefect came, yeah, and put me in the headlock, fam. And I couldn't go nowhere. And then I could feel my nose bleeding. And listen, there were so many people there. And then she's just, obviously, my man's holding me now, innit? And he's much bigger than me. Trust me, he had the fresh strength from Africa. Yeah, he brought the strength from Africa with him to the UK.
No.
I was next short of you. I can't remember his name though. He's holding me. My nose is just pouring blood from onto my jacket and that. And then she's just hyping up. That's what you get. You're a little boy. I'm speaking, brother. Oh my god.
Catch your ass. Bro tried to slap the booty and got a bloody nose.
I got slapped himself.
Bro, I swear to God.
See niggas do this though. This ain't how it's supposed to happen.
Listen.
Bro got the clap back.
Listen to me when I'm telling you this, yeah? I don't condone hitting women. I don't.
Oh, man.
But if he had let me go, I was going to fucking kill her, blood. Oh, my days.
Do you know
bro, I was fuming. I don't think you understand, blood.
Do you know what's funny about the whole situation? It's his fault.
Exactly. He done it, though.
Bro, I was fuming. Bro, listen. Listen, bro. Man said, oh, yeah, it's your fault. But I see the men them slapping the booty like that.
And that happens, that's what I'm saying. Why me?
Yeah.
Why is it me? Why? What is it me?
What are you doing? Bro, I was like, listen.
I seen man them slapping the booty and then he did a little ha 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 and a laugh.
Me, I'm getting twilight for me. What's going on, bro? There was fucking birds flying around my head, bro. I'm telling you. Oh, but by the time,
You know, bro, when someone punches you in the nose, yeah, you it's like a white flash.
Yeah.
Bro, it was like white flash, fam. And then by the time I actually regained, like what I was doing, composure to go for her, my man just came and gripped me and put me in the fucking full Nelson.
Now, man's lost the fight.
Not even man lost the fight. Yeah.
Man's got banged.
This girl broke my nose.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what's happened, bruv. A man got my nose broken by a girl.
Jeez.
Oh, man. And obviously, I'm going to my brother now. My brother's like, why are you getting involved?
Yeah.
My man's holding me until I calm down, fam. I'm just there, fam. Just breathing blood.
Heavy.
Yeah?
That's a bubbling
I'm
blood.
I'm just there, fam. Blood.
You know what a man's like? Let go.
Blood's just flying out my nose now because the way I'm breathing is so heavy and that, yeah? My man.
Just shh.
It's all my jacket.
You can smell the blood as well.
It's all my jacket.
Bare iron.
Yeah, man.
It's all like coppers.
And after that now, I'm going down to Gene and that, like down to the first aid people and that. They're like, what's happened? I got to tell them.
Oh,
I got to tell them. Yeah, oh, yeah. My girl. Above, yeah. I feel like I said that out anyway. She banged my face.
Yeah. Why?
She went in all year.
No, she went in.
Yeah.
Oh, she banged my face. Da-da-da-da-da. And then, you know, like in school, everything, tissue, ice pack.
Yeah, all the time.
God, you see like my nose, this part, the nose bridge part here, yeah? Swole like, so it went all wide.
Jesus.
I'm thinking, brother, this is how I got done. I've got ice pack on my nose and I got to go to the lesson.
For booty.
She died for Nash.
Bro, too much embarrassing moments for the Nash, bro.
Bro.
And
slapped. And I know, bro, did it hard.
No, but you know what's funny? She said hello. So I know that was the invite
for
him.
That was the invite,
fam.
That was the invite, yeah. Blimp, she sent you a friend request.
Imagine walk up and say, hey, yo. Oh, yeah.
Let me do what the older guys are doing. Let me follow.
You get me? Bro.
You get catched.
Bro, after school, going to my rest, everyone's going home. I see her, fam. I was gonna go for her. My brother was like, no. And then she's like, oh yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do it.
Oh, swear.
She can say sorry, man. She banged him in his face. She must can now, bro. It's a light thing to her.
Bro, it's the end of the day now, fam. Yeah, hours have passed. The end of the day in school is like,
it's light, man.
It's like 24 hours.
Yeah, of course.
It's like it feels.
Yeah,
bro, I got to the end of the day, fam. I'm still fuming. Nose is not bleeding no more. Yeah, you know, like,
you can feel it.
You know, like, you can't, you don't want to blow your nose,
because
like, bro, I'm telling you, man, my nose was pouring for so long, like you can feel the dry blood like up in your nose.
Yeah, sticking.
So if you temper with it, it might start bleeding again.
Yeah, it's back. Yeah,
and it's like sticky.
Yeah, I know that one,
brother. I ain't got that, but my nose is still swollen. I'm thinking, brother, you see, she's saying sorry, and I'm just thinking in my head, brother, I know I'm black and that. But if I wake up tomorrow and I got two black eyes because of this, I'm gonna fuck you up. I don't think you understand. And again, I don't condone hitting girls. But this is self defense talking about here, bro. This is self defense. Yeah. Listen, she struck me. I just gave her
like lightning.
Yeah, I got struck. Yeah, it's the get back.
That's what it is.
Exactly.
The get back, tremendous. Another one. Nyash. Yeah, man's. I think I'm running. I'm chasing one of my little. I call her little, and that's mad. But
whoa.
Yeah, pause. But
what's the?
I know who he's talking about. The fact he keeps saying little is like, Paul, come on, man.
Yeah. Pause. So I'm chasing one of my little young G's.
Yeah.
On the walkway again. Yeah. God knows why this happened. God knows why this happened, bro. Because after this, I was embarrassed before the act and I was embarrassed after the act because of how things, well, I'm talking about my bedroom.
Yeah.
You get me? But I'm chasing her. She's running around the walkway and that, even though we got told not to run the walkway.
Yeah.
If you fell off the walkway, you really was.
If you
hit that floor,
it's over.
You was done out there. You were broken.
It's over.
You get me?
Did anyone ever fall off the walkway?
No. Apparently someone did.
They did it themselves.
Yeah, but no, but apparently you know someone jumped off.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They did it. I knew they did it themselves.
It must have been fucked.
You can't just do it by accident, bro. It's like falling off London Bridge or something. Yeah.
It's too high.
Yeah, it's high still. We were little.
Yeah, it's too high.
But so I'm running on the walkway now. I'm talking about full tilt running, yeah? Full tilt.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm on the track.
Yeah.
JJ, shout out JJ.
I just put his foot out.
You've gone into the railing, isn't it?
Bro, no. No, not the railings, fam. I've gone, listen, brother, did you remember that to give people context, yeah? The walkway floor is like asphalt. It's not smooth.
Yeah.
So it grips your clothes and everything's got mad grip on it.
Yeah.
Fam, he's tripped me. I've gone flying, fam. Flying onto my shoulder. That's how.
Yeah, I knew it.
That's how fucking I've done couple rolls.
Yeah.
You know, like in Dragon Ball Z, when the main character and he starts doing the flip.
Bro, I was fucked. And the walkway is dusty, fam.
You see
when that dust goes into your jumper?
They don't sweep that as well.
Bulletproof.
Yeah.
Bulletproof dust. It ain't going nowhere, fam. You can't get, no matter how much rubbins, you're doing, you're not getting off.
No, it's not coming out.
Brother, I got up. She's laughing at me and my girl's there. She's laughing at me as well. I got up and I went up to him and I punched him in his side, like here, yeah?
That is an anger punch, bro.
Bro, I punched
him. You're my dog, but you have to get something.
You have to get something. Family, the punch, yeah, sounded like a slap and it was through clothes. That's how hard I hit him, yeah? Fam, my man curled up into a ball like his lungs were closed. Yeah. You see when the boxers, yeah, get punched in the stomach, and they go down and they're squinting up their eyes, and you're thinking, bro, there's only a boxing glove, but their ribs are broken. That's how he was moving. Like, I was thinking, Jesus. Oh, brother.
Bro, being winded is harsh.
So now, the two girls are helping him. And I'm thinking, what about me, bro?
What about me?
So now it looks like I've just gaslighted the situation, and I'm just there looking like one fool, like just embarrassed. And like, oh yeah, you're right. What the fuck about me? Is this your man?
Trip man up.
Is this your man,
brother? Watch later, fam. I'm gonna be pulling your hair, bro. Later when I'm dragging it. Get me.
I got an embarrassing moment. Yeah, we went carnival last month. Well, last year.
Mm.
Yeah. This guy over here was drunk off his face.
Yeah.
This is the first time I've seen him since then. You know? This guy was drunk off his face, yeah. I'm in a car with, who am I in a car with? Ramps and Natty, I think, yeah?
Natalie.
This guy just jumped out the car.
Yeah, and said, I need to piss at it.
Fam, he just jumped out the car, bro. He didn't even say he just jumped out and went missing, fam.
Wow.
I literally went missing.
Bro, we didn't see him till...
This is the next
time I've seen him.
Yeah,
listen, bro, we're in traffic, bro. We're in traffic, yeah. High Street Kensington. Bro just jumped out of the car. He ain't said where he's gonna be. He just jumped out of the car. Man's all looking. Like, you know that? Like, man's on vibes, got into the carnival. We're driving, we're on vibes, music's running, you know what I'm saying? Man are drinking. The nigga just jumped out of the car, fam. Where you going, bro? Didn't say nothing. Yo. Yeah. Just ran off like. I'm all thinking, I thought, is it Ops?
Yeah.
Then I thought, is it the Jakes?
Yeah.
Because it's spooky, fam. It's one of the most spookiest things I've ever seen in my life, bro. Wow. Imagine we're all rolling together.
I don't know, I just jumps up.
And like, I'm in the front, I'm in the passenger. Yeah. And I just jump out the car. I don't say nothing to you, bro. I say no fucking words to you. I don't even look in your face.
Wow.
Yeah. And I just keep it cutting. I swear to God, yeah, you better never speak to me again, bro. Because I'll be thinking, what is this nigga on? Like what demons have you got? That we're on vibes.
Yeah, it's cutting like that.
You didn't even, like, there's not even no aggression, bro. Just cut.
That was Pete's door. I need this little piss, bro.
And you didn't know how to communicate. Because you know, he's so fresh, like, he didn't know how to communicate.
I couldn't even talk.
Just got out and started trying to locate corners like the Matrix.
Where the High Street Kensington, bro?
Dark alley.
Nobody's running.
Yeah, dark alley.
There's a phone box on the left.
Shit.
I ran up the road. And I still couldn't go piss. I had to run up some other road. Then when I've gone piss, I realised I left my phones and that.
He left his phones.
Yeah, he left his phones.
Bruv, I forgot about that, fam. Fam, do you know how weird this whole situation is? Bruv, he's got out of the car and his phone just on the seat. Thinking, is he lying in my what exactly is happening? Call me and B for a call. You guys, that's my guy, but I ain't seen him in a minute. Like, what's changed?
You know what I'm saying? I said, is he lying in my mouth?
Bro, it was so wet.
Did he close the door or leave it open?
Bro, I think he shut it and it just kept it moving.
Wow. Kept him, bro. Wow. It's the weirdest shit I've ever seen, fam.
Still.
Bro, the man, yeah, go on.
I made the move, fam. I realized how mad it was, fam. See, when I realized I had no phone and I was in Carnival.
Oh, yeah, it's over.
I walked, I said, I catch a cab. How quick can I get there on foot?
Yeah.
Right, I started blowing towards Grenfell. <Yeah. laughs>
This tall nigga just running.
I'm blowing.
Running.
This tall nigga.
I'm looking in traffic, seeing if I can see the man.
Looking at random cars.
Now he's looking more digital, yeah. Bro.
Fam, he's looking like he's trying to stick someone up.
The man
parked the car up. Man's looking on foot for this. Yeah. What's happening? What is happening today that we're doing this? Man's looked for I'll be real, man looked for 2 minutes, bro. I wouldn't even say two, bro. The man walked to the
end.
So I can't see him
still. I come back on the Russell.
Nah, bro. The thing is, yeah, man's driving, but it's just a little bit of traffic. The car just stopped. Then he just bounced out and left.
I thought I could catch them up.
Yeah,
bro, he didn't even know what route he was gonna take.
He didn't know the turn or nothing.
That was one of the fucking funniest. I don't think we saw you for the whole thing.
No, I didn't. Man, I still did a mad thing.
There was no reunion.
This is the next time I've seen him.
We went to the carnival
together, and this is the next time I've seen him.
You know what really happened, fam? My lovely ramps. Yeah. Man, I thought man's picking up nap.
Yeah.
Well, man didn't know at the time, so I said, "Cool." Yeah, man's got straight to the money. Got to nap now. Not saying, I need that 10 minutes.
In
my garden, going in there, more drinking. Then I said, I mean to pick up Thames.
Yeah.
No, by the time my blood has received this information,
we're in high street case.
I said, bro, I didn't know we was getting I did not pace my bladder for that. I said, yo, in my head, we get to High Street Ken, my head's saying, bro, you need to go piss, you know?
Yeah. But the alternative is a mad fucking move.
The alternative is a mad move.
You see, when you're a youth, you get me? Just let it go, you know what I'm saying?
Wow. It was peak. I had to go. That's the one time I say, I've had to go, fam. I had to leave everything. My phone, everything, bro. I had to go piss, bro. You get me?
Do you know how peak has to be?
About to be bro. That would have been the embarrassing moment.
Yeah, exactly.
There would have been a puddle on the seat, bro.
He stopped himself in the car.
Bro. I don't want to be... Oh, my God.
Whose car was it?
Was he in Nike's car?
Yeah, man, you could have pissed in that car.
Man, you can't, man. That's a violation. Man.
You could have pissed up yourself.
Man,
in that car.
Sure, that's a violation.
Man, you could have pissed up yourself.
That's a mad move.
I've definitely gone to this is like in primary school. I've definitely
oh shit, that's just a random.
I've definitely pissed myself in primary. And man's clock, and the thing is, I think the only way it busts is because man's trousers were black.
Yeah.
In primary school. And I remember just pissing. I needed to go to the toilet. And you know, I don't know why they was moving like it's gel, bro. Miss, can I go to the toilet? No, you can't go to the toilet. Oh, miss, I really need to go to the toilet. And I don't know why they're so anti on letting man.
Yeah, exactly.
Let man.
They think you're a gallivanter.
It's
primary school, fam. Man's bladders are not.
Yeah.
Niggas are still pissing themselves in bed at that point. You know what I'm saying?
It's true.
We're not ready, fam. So she said no. And then, you know, alright, so you lot of niggas, so you know, especially when you're young, you know when, you know it's coming, so you're actually just. You're holding your team. It's at that point now.
You're pinching at that.
Where you know, and then what happens?
Goal time.
What happens here is just a little bit, you know?
First
it's like a little fun.
And you're like, oh, shit. It's like one dropping. Oh.
Man just popped the bottle on the champagne.
Yeah.
By that time, you're not even talking to Miss no more.
Silence.
Oh, bro, I can't even remember what happened, bro. I think it was towards the end of the day.
It was on your leg.
Yeah, bro, it was nuts, bro. It's nasty, bro. It's nasty, bro. And I remember it was towards the end of the day. I think that's why she was like, you can go to the toilet because it's almost home time, innit? It's about time. I'm just waiting for everyone to leave now, bro.
So you can stand up.
Bro,
and release the liquids.
Yeah. No, it's
yeah, it's done.
Like, it's almost like I've funneled it and I'm still holding.
Oh my God.
I know if I funnel anymore, if it starts getting on the floor, I'm gonna be called Wee Wee Boy. We're not living Wee Wee Boy down in school, bro. Because there's niggas that used to be called mad names in school. Yeah. We had a nigga called Stinky Kieran, bro. Oh my it's God. Nuts. Like niggas just know, and
big SK.
And my man stunk.
Big SK.
SK, no.
Like, oh, Stinky Kieran. Man's in Stinky Kieran's class.
Oh, man.
And now I'm older, I think, what was your house life like? In general, like, big man thing, like.
What was the hygiene like in the home?
What was the home like,
Hygiene meeting too, fam.
For you to be coming to school stinking.
Yeah, it's bad.
And it's not like, you don't stink of piss.
Mm.
You don't stink of shit. Mm. You stink of stink, bro.
Yeah, that's no baths in it in the morning. Just wake up, uniform.
I don't know where it is, but I know the home thing was mad, bro.
I know where it is, bro. Parents on the gear, mate. That's what it is. Get off that gear, son.
Back to back, fam.
Yeah, I had a scary one still. I don't think I've told the man on this one still. So I was with one of my main ex, well, my first real girlfriend.
What, in secondary?
Nah, in college days.
You pissed yourself in college?
No, wait, fam. Me, fam. I would have got embarrassed, fam.
Hold on now, first real girlfriend in college. What?
Say her name, man. Just beep it.
So, man's, I don't know, that relationship was weird, but anyway, man's in the yard and that, I think we're arguing or something, And.
sorry. Because no, I got a thought of how this happened and I know it's nothing to do.
What is wrong with
you? As you do.
Sorry, go on.
Yeah, the man's had an argument or something, So she said, oh, listen, I'm going down the road, I'm going somewhere. I'm like, yeah, cool. So she left the yard,
You're in there, like somewhere.
Yeah, and like I'm watching her walk away, like, all right, cool, bitch, whatever. Because we've had an argument.
Yeah.
Bro, tell me why she's messaging me, like, where are you? I'm like, huh?
Same place you left.
I'm like, I'm in your yard. She's like, oh shit, wrong. I'm like, what? I'm like, who you thinking? Oh no, I know. I'm like, brother.
Oh,
I said, brother, am I a dickhead?
God.
I said, what? She's like, no. Obviously, like, I just messaged you because you didn't.
Hey, Jesus.
I said.
Joey got left in the house like a badass.
I said,
Crazy.
Badines.
Wow. I said, yeah.
Wow.
I said, okay.
Wow.
Okay, cool. Like, you know when you have to sit down and deep your life?
Oh. Bro.
Like, at that time, remember, I was living in the yard.
Yeah.
I was thinking, ooh.
Wow.
Bit of a sticky one still.
Bit of a sticky one still.
Wow.
Like, man's in her yard, and she's like, yeah, I'm coming back. And then she's messaged me. Obviously now I'm a big man. I know that you were
patterning.
Yeah, like you tried to message someone else, but obviously because my chat was at the top, you've just gone done a cool. Where
like,
are you?
Out of anger, frustration, you just hit my man like. But obviously then now you got to do a little bit.
And
of
I said, oh, anyway, here's the next one that I ain't told the man. The same you that was saddling my girlfriend.
Saddling.
The same you.
Oh yeah, the saddler.
Adam
Saddler.
Adam Saddler. The same you.
Shout out Adam. Balls.
He's on the same girlfriend's BBM. Cool. Me and my girl at that time, we're happy. Everything's funny.
Hold on. What's that for? Is this Grinner?
No, it's
Oh, I say that.
Anyway, I don't know what's happened. I don't know what fun we're having. But we're doing something, and I'm making her laugh. But I think we're tidying up her room, so. I'm saying something, she's laughing.
Well, you're still living there now?
Yeah.
That, you see that little stay? Fam. That sounds like a traumatic experience.
It was, bro.
Yeah, it sounds like
was.
He was in a fucking...
It was.
It's Luigi's Mansion.
It was traumatic. Anyway, bro. So anyway, we're playing, laughing, da-da-da-da. I think we're tidying up her room. She's got heels on the ground. Obviously, we're tidying up. So I've put on the heels like, da-da-da-da. She's laughing, like, whatever. Anyway, now,
pause.
So she's pulled out her phone to try and film me with the heels. So I've ran, but I've got the heels on. Yeah? Like.
Man's hooking heels. Hooking like, heels in it through the gap.
Yeah.
Man's hooking heels in it. Man's doing eye show speed in the fucking heels.
Bro, so I ran with them, innit? Like, look, man. Shout out, cool. Bros.
Don't tell me it's on the internet.
Oh my Bros. God. Don't tell me she sent the video to Donnie.
Bros. I've gone Westfields. Westfields is just open enough. Just open enough.
What, White City or yeah, the right one?
It just open. Tell me why I'm walking through, cutting through, I see Donnie. Obviously, I was like, welcome, my brother, you good? Yeah, welcome, we're just good. He's like, yeah, brother, what's this I'm seeing to you? You in the heels. I'm like, what? I'm like, what? Brother, I'm like, what?
Bro, I would have been like,
what do you mean, cuz?
Yeah, Bob.
I would have went straight serious.
Bob.
What do you mean, cuz?
Bob. Bob, I said, what? Okay, he's like, yeah, fam. And then he's like, well, look. And then I've looked on a DP.
Oh, and this bro, yeah? Like.
And bro, you know when you're walking so fast, yeah?
And Joey's skinning out. Joey's skinning out, fam.
You know when it's so fast that it's blurry, yeah? But I'm... But it's the dash, so it's like blurred. But you can see the hills. It's fast. But you can see the hills. But he knows that's my girl, so he's yeah, fam. Yeah, like, what's this?
What she got you doing in the house?
Yeah. I said, oh, like you're paying the rent. Yeah. I'm like, oh, yeah, man.
You got me.
Yeah, you got me.
You got me.
He's like, oh, yeah.
You got me now.
Fucking Nicko Poop.
Fucking Nicko Poop. You got me.
Bro, I have never been so vexed in my life. My God, but because he's in my face, oh, yeah, so I liked him as a joke to him. He ain't laughing, fam. Yeah, he's like, he's like, no, brother, man, come on, man.
I'm telling you now, yeah? I'm telling you right now, this minute. You see if my girl ever done that to me, bro, and I'm living in a house, I would have waited till she was sleeping. I would have filled up a bucket of water. That shit on her, blood. Yeah? Wake up! Yeah?
That's a wake up!
Wake up! And I will take pictures of you then. Yeah? Oh, water dripping from the tip of your nose. Wake up, little bitch. But you're fucking doing that to me. You joking? You joking? Yeah, we're having intimate comedy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, intimate comedy.
You know?
Yeah.
You're trying to share it with, you're trying to share it with a man them.
Bro, she put it on the DP.
The DP, bro, fam.
Trying to share it with a man.
Yeah. Everyone.
You're sharing it with strangers.
Yeah, strangers, exactly.
Your BB pin is on your Facebook status.
Yeah, exactly.
What are you doing?
This how niggas become memes, fam. You're lucky there was no memes back then, fam.
Well, but I was lucky because it's only like ankle. He knows that's my girl. So he's just putting two and two together. Like, brother, what's this I'm seeing? Like,
bro, what's the hairy legs doing in those hills, nigga?
I said, ah. But obviously, after then, like I moved out the yard and everything, innit? So I was already.
Bro, I would have moved out the yard.
Yeah, I was out.
I swear to God, bro. I swear to God, if my girl done that, I would have got the mop bucket with the. You know the mop bucket? Sometimes you empty the mop bucket, it's still got a little bit of gravel in the mop.
Yeah.
I would have filled that up, fam, if cold was fuck water, fam. You know, like the tap, you got to let the tap run, run for a couple minutes.
Yeah.
You know how you're in the hood, like, it don't get cold quickly.
Yeah.
It's kind of room temperature, too cold. Let it get to cold, fam. I would have filled it up enough as well, fam. The mattress protector wouldn't have saved the water that was coming for you.
You would have been drowning.
You would have been drowning, fam. You would have been getting waterboarded like you're in 24 getting tortured. God, yeah?
Guantanamo Bay.
Give us the information.
Bro, I swear. It's either that. Or I'm fucking,
tell us where the bombs
are. Or I'm setting your socks on fire.
If
you sleep in socks tonight,
it's over.
I'm spraying up all the perfume you got. Man. Your room's going to be smelling aromatic. And I'm going to light up your socks and I'm dusting out, fam. Well, when you wake up with your feet on fire, you're kicking and screaming, stop dropping and rolling, I'll be on the next road.
Yeah.
I'll be gone. You wouldn't know what happened. You think you're in hell. You fucking prick.
Brother, I was like, yeah, you know what? This ain't for me, fam.
Brother.
This ain't for me.
Man said, but listen. Yeah.
And it's the same you.
Yeah. Brother, I'm not going to lie to you. Same you, different girls. I would have said, bro, she's cheating me. I would have had to get out of there, fam. Because if he's seen that, to have the confidence to say to me, what's this I'm seeing?
Yeah, yeah.
He's spoken to somebody
else. Yeah, yeah, of course he has.
Have you seen this?
Yeah, of course he has.
That's why she's got to get the bucket, fam. That's why she's gonna get the bucket, fam. She's gotta drown out for a bit.
Yeah.
You feel me? She's gotta drown out for a bit still.
Ice bucket challenge still.
But as the years went by, obviously the random knows that my payback got
gets out of that.
Bro, I remember back in the day, I was embarrassed for Joey on this, fam. I was embarrassed for Joey, fam, because there was like a mutual person. There was like a girl that went to my primary school, but then secondary school times, Joey's linking it, innit? And then these times, Joey, I can't remember what phone it was yet. It was a slide-up Samsung phone, but I can't remember what the Samsung was called. I'm usually good with the names and that, yeah? Mm. Anyway, Joey's gone in. Joey's...
Oh yeah, fucking hell.
Joey's like, yeah, linked her still. She told me that she knows you, blah 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 blah. I'm like, yeah, she's cool, man. Went to my primary school, I ain't spoken to her since and that. Boom, 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 boom. You know what I'm talking about, innit?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, look at this video. Man just slapping the cheeks in the park.
Wait, what? Bring it back. Sorry. My bad, guys.
A man slapping cheeks. Ah, pardon me.
Whose cheeks are getting slapped in the park? Because if it's your
mind, fam,
Joe, get the fuck out.
What's on your view, fam?
Because all I heard is Joey.
Man,
what are you dealing with now?
Tim said, nah.
What are you dealing with? What's it? First man getting heels and then slapped. Nah.
And now cheeks getting slapped.
What are you doing to pay that rent? Go on.
So yeah, he showed me the picture, like he showed me the video, like right, just slapping the cheeks. I'm like, is this what she's on now? Yeah. Obviously, I've only seen the last time I saw was year six, when year ten
yeah,
now.
Yeah,
or something.
Ten.
It's only been 4 years. This what you're on? Out, I'm bad. Out in the brisk morning breeze, getting your cheeks clapped. I'm like, okay, Joe, you're really out here, you're a champ. You're really out here. Yeah. Ratings,
trampolinas.
You're braver than me.
Yeah? Something just blew my mind. From year six to year ten is only 4 years. Yeah. I know it's basic to say, but
no, it's mad though.
There's 4 years.
There's a big transition. That's why.
Yeah. Wow. Big transition.
Big transition. So anyway, 2-2 now. Joey's left the phone at the girl's house.
Yes,
at all. We've got. We've gone out to do whatever we're doing. I don't know if we'll be ice skating or whatever. Yeah. You know the things you used to do back then. Family's left the phone at the house. She's opened the phone and seen these times phone never had passcode. We're talking like in the era of the Samsung D500.
Didn't they not have passcodes?
No passcodes.
This is how niggas phones again.
Start unlocking that.
Start to unlock.
Yeah, that's it.
If you turn the phone off and back on, you have to put in the SIM pin.
Yeah.
SIM pin, you know. If you don't, enough people don't know about what SIM pin even is. But she's found a video, fam, of man clapping the cheeks. It wasn't even hidden, so I don't even know why I think she's found the video.
Oh, you're clapping cheeks. Oh, sorry. Okay.
What's this guy for?
So he's clapping the cheeks. You know that like when my book? Yeah. Oh, he's right. In a park. Yeah. What, Streatham?
Yeah.
No, there's Joey stomping.
Bringing the crew outside and that's fucking tramp.
So Joey's going out doing duvet settings out in a field.
Yeah. Mad.
In a field. With a duvet,
gliding it down,
sticking down, girl in the sunset, fam.
No, it was dark.
No cap.
Wait, because there's been a couple of
occasions. Multiple occasions.
So, I don't know what one you're talking about,
bro.
Unfortunately,
Streatham Common niggas is out with a duvet on the field. Yeah. Listen, for anyone that don't know Streatham and them sides, anyone from other spots in London. Streatham Common is an open field. It has no picket fence.
It has
no pole fence.
It has no
perimeter. It has no barrier. Mm. It's just the grass.
Yeah, exactly.
Niggas were just in the field like animals. Yeah.
Like animals.
It's true. Because the park ranger had to come. Yeah, come on, guys. Like,
it's enough.
Fam, the park ranger's coming in his tractor with his lights on. And he's seeing bare little naked bums and that. And a duvet, a cum stained duvet, fam. The man them are moving like animals.
I feel like there was like we was all in different sections at times. You know what I'm saying? Some man were just on it.
Listen, niggas could not be in different sections of one duvet. So
that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. We weren't all on the same duvet. I remember it now. If it's the same one, I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, what prom?
Yeah. So there was, we were 17. Obviously, there's a guy that have just finished prom, and they wanted to link the man them in the park, innit? But they've come like
up naked.
But they've come after prom
in their prom dresses.
So they wear their prom like they're dressed up in their prom dresses.
On the grass,
like bro.
Grass stains all over the.
Like
prom
the man is just tracking off, like just track suits on. You get me? And there's prom dresses.
Sounds like a Beauty and the Beast
party,
bro.
Yeah, fully.
But they enjoyed it though.
Of course they did.
Like, they
listen, in the Sunset Dickens.
Yeah, man. That's how you know there was no fucking man had no what man say venues. There was no venues. Man had to use the park, bro.
But one of the last embarrassing moments that I'll leave with. As all in the manor was there. So,
which one?
It was my cousin's birthday party. My cousin Josh.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So he's having a birthday party. The man them go to every single one of his parties because it's like one of my cousins that's my age, but he knows the man them. So anytime I say he's having a birthday party, the man them know. Yeah, let's roll. So he's had this one. I think it was in Clapham, to be honest. Some hall. My ex is in there. Obviously, my ex. We're not together. That's why she's my ex. Obviously, I've seen her. She's seen me. Well, go on. Yeah. She's with a friend, but Lord knows I don't like this friend. I don't like the friend.
Shout out my people.
Yeah.
I liked her still.
This is Thames's people still.
I liked her still till she fucked up my situation.
Yeah. This is Thames's people. Anyway, man's like, yeah, cool, whatever. Obviously, man's young boys, man's in there dancing, whatever, else, moving about, blah, blah, blah. So, obviously, my ex is my fresh ex, isn't it? Obviously, my mum has this saying as you can't get closer to someone than laying down with them, innit? So, I know this girl and she knows me. So, because the breakup is so fresh, there's feelings there, innit? Like, I won't lie. Like I still had feelings for her, but I know she had feelings for me too. So, dancing and all of that stuff. And then she tried to kind of back up on me, like, as you would. Obviously, I'm feeling myself. I'm a young boy outside with the man then. We're sliding to our next party after. I'm feeling myself. I've got my trainers matching my hoodie. I'm feeling like I'm the man. So she tried to back up on me.
Like ID days.
Yeah, night ID days. So she tried to back up on me, but I've kind of done, allow me, man. Come on, man.
Respect yourself.
Respect yourself. Don't wreck yourself, man. Which one of you, man? So she kind of turned back to me like, huh? I'm like, come on, man. No. Come on, man. It's not that. She's like, oh, all right, cool. Obviously, her friend has peeped game. And she ain't liked it, innit? Yeah. Obviously, I'm a young boy, so I'll tell my to the man, you see how I'm coming from? Nah, man. Tell her. Obviously, the man was laughing.
Try to come back it up. Yeah. Meedy.
Move up, man. Yes.
Move up.
Yeah. So, obviously, her friend has peeped game now, innit? She ain't liking that. Fam. Man's dancing up the thing, just in general dancing. This thing, the friend is passing me. She's short though. She's short.
Mm-hmm.
She's passing me. You tell me why? Like, drink has flown in my face, and the ice cube has bounced my ear. Like, yeah. So it's it's tried to go straight in my face, but it's just tilted. So it's. Whoa, and as any other man would know, if it's your cousin's thing, mm-hmm.
You think I'm going out like this?
Family
at my people's things,
yeah, bro.
Like blood. I said, oh my god,
I'm family. You're a guest,
exactly. Yeah, big guest.
Family. You're a guest.
Bro, this is blood family, you know. Like we share the same nan, fam. We're family. I said no. Obviously, so my big cousin's coming. Nah, cuz, come on. I'm like, brother, you don't. Nah, cuz, come on.
Joey's just there with the, you know, when the shirt's on your clothes. Like,
clean it. You know what I'm saying?
Clean it.
But,
baby wipes.
Yeah. Like, I'm not happy. So my cousin just took me to the back and said, cuz, what happened? I said, bruv, this, how can it be? Because now the girl's come. It's an accident. How is it an accident when you're shorter than me?
And the ice is in my head.
Yeah, and ice is in my head back. If it was an accident, the juice would have pushed me hair because you're short. Yeah. By all means, cool. It's in my head. it's an accent, it's an accent. And then my girl's all like, I'm like, all right, so you don't think I'm a dickhead? All right, cool.
You know the man is gassing at? No.
Yeah. Man is like, oh, Joey, like, is this what's going on? Like,
Joey, what, you going to go out like a punk?
Yeah.
If it was man, it couldn't be happening to me like this still, bro. You know what I'm saying?
I know that got said, bro. If that was me, bro, you're a better man.
Yeah, bro.
But yeah, I remember the man of that.
Bro, the man him gassed it.
Bro, I said, yeah. I said, all right, cool. So my older cousins took me outside. I said, cuz, listen. Yeah. I know what's happened, yeah? Listen, I'm not going to let you go out like that, yeah? So when you're leaving, whatever you want to do, do it and leave. But don't do it now, innit? I said, cool. I'm scheming. Oh, they're dancing, they're laughing, they're looking at me. I'm like, huh, cool.
Joe was just like,
I'm scheming. I'm like, all right, cool. So I said, well, man, what, we cut into the next thing? Yeah.
Joe was like, all right, cool, ready.
I'm like, all right, cool, ready. I said, okay. So I've gone over to the drink section. You have to be old school to know about this because I'm not even sure if they still do it, but Lidl 2 liter apple juice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
With the green. Yellow top.
Yeah, big yeah.
Green, yellow top.
With the yellow top. Yeah. It's like it's not even open. No, actually, a small piece has been chucked out. Yeah. I said, all right, cool.
It's a 2 liter.
So I've lifted up the sides because it's a carton. So you lift up the sides and you buff it up.
Flatten it at the top.
Flatten it and just ripped off the top.
Bro, convertible. It's just juice. It's just swimming.
Now it's it went from being a carton of juice to a bucket of juice.
Yeah. Quickly.
Yeah.
Quickly, it's a bucket. Big bucket too.
It's a bucket of juice.
It's 2 liters of apple juice. Yellow, because it's little. It's not. It's concentrated.
Yeah,
that's yellow.
Yeah, fam,
I remember
yellow still looking like it's looking like piss.
I remember looking at it, fam, and just thinking, this is deep.
We're in deep waters.
Like, man's looking and man can't see the bottom of his thing.
I'm like, all right, cool. So I've got it now. So I'm just to the dance floor. But I've looked at my cousin. He's like, yeah,
I'll be real, fam. I didn't think he was going to do it.
Cousin gave him the green light.
Yeah.
Man didn't think Jay was going to do it.
I didn't think he was going to do it.
Not fully.
Yeah.
He's going to be like, it's going to be a half hour.
First, I thought, bro, was going to, you get what I'm saying? Just take the lid off.
Yeah, just do a little,
you know what I mean? Little sprinkle, fam.
Yeah, so I'm like, ah, cool.
Joey had revenge on his mind.
Fam, the pressure on my heart, yeah, not to do it, but the pressure on my heart, like, you tried to mock me at my family's thing. I said, ah, cool. So they're like, I don't know what they're doing, but they're dancing and they're moving around. The friend has come back round, yeah? So I've just stepped in front of her with the two, well, my two hands was on the apple
two
juice.
Barrels. With a sawn off shotty, bro.
Two hands.
Big dotty, fam.
Like this.
2 liters. Yeah.
Two hands.
No, bigger box.
Yeah? And
bigger box.
Come out and I've gone, boom.
Yeah, he's hit it so with an AK.
Drenched.
Whoosh.
all the ones that are around and,
it's too much. Bare residues. When I say she had on a white top that was yellow.
Yeah, bro.
Golden, fam. She yellow. Got a golden shower from R. Kelly.
Yeah, quickly. Rough, yeah. Rough, bro, the way she screamed. Like someone bun her or something. Yeah. Like she feel like she got bun, fam.
Yeah. Hey, you know, like it's a whole party, so like bare the seats up.
Yeah.
People are getting up,
yeah,
like exactly. Bare rumbling seats.
Yeah, fam. Lights turn on.
There's bare juice about.
Yeah, lights turn on. Her hair's drenched, face drenched, top drenched.
Yeah, fam.
I'm like, yeah, cuz I'm gone. And I'm just cut.
Bro, it's funny because when we were exiting, we saw like her other brethren just coming.
Yeah.
So obviously, I don't think they were cool with Joey at the time, but they're cool with man. So, but I know the crime has just happened. You know?
Then there's a crime scene still.
Yeah, crime scene. Off.
So we need to keep it cutting. Yeah, yeah, so I'm like, they're like, oh, Taz, what's going on? I'm like, you got you. I'm just keeping it cut. And then I heard them talking like, then I heard a brace come out, oh my God. The man and I just walking.
Yeah, turn back.
Don't look, don't talk.
Yeah.
Just move.
Well, drenched and the cut. And then from there on, again, man's not endorsing any violence, anything against women, but you can't dash ice and drink in my head and think that so you can't get drink back. Like, you're thirsty, innit? So I'll give you something, you know, like drink that. But so that happened now. But obviously, you know, like, back in them days, anyway, when you break up with your girl, you've still got the alleyway back to, you know, babe.
Yeah.
Fam, I X'd off any comeback I could ever had to that girl.
Yeah, the gate
like,
was there.
Yeah, like before that party, if I shout out, yo, what, you saying your mum's there? No, yeah, let me come around, yeah. Like, it would have been easy. See, after that, she didn't want to know me. Her friends didn't want to know me. Yeah, and it was X'd off.
You was the apple juice killer.
But from there, I said, yeah, you can't mock me with drink. And I felt it was right. I didn't punch her. I didn't kick her.
Like, but it was self-defense.
But it was self-defense. Yeah. And her whole outfit was yellow, golden yellow. And I said, yeah, don't pick. And since then, she's never spoke to me. She's never liked me. And psh,
boy, yeah, oh, well, man.
Get back, gang fam.
GBG.
You have to get. Sometimes you have to be petty in life. Sometimes you have to be the bigger person. And sometimes you have to stoop to their level. You get me? And that just happens to be one of those nights. How you didn't get through? How you got through the hills in the hallway saga? I don't fucking know, bro. Because
I respect it, fam.
You must have been feeling pressure of the living situation, because I'm telling you, she would have got drenched. Bro, the water would have been dripping underneath her bed the way she would have got so much of that bucket, fam. I would have been pouring it on her head as well. Yeah. It would go in her nose, bro. You'd be getting the dirty water in your nose. Bro, I'm telling you. You know how when you pour the bucket, fam, it's just like...
Yeah,
I wouldn't have been stopping either, fam. I would have been pouring it out and put a bucket on her head and everything.
All right, yeah? B4, you got any embarrassing moments before we cut out?
Yeah, the last one.
What should be one... Couple years ago, when we was in Cancun.
Tell me now.
What's this?
I slipped twice. I slipped once.
No, don't say I slipped.
Exactly, it's too big for this.
Talk man through it. Talk man through it.
B4, quickly, yeah. I don't know which one was worse. You're too big to be fooling. You can't fool, dog. I'm saying you can't fool.
I don't know which one was worse. I feel like the dining room was worse, yeah. Man's gone to get the food. Obviously, man's in the everyone's using the dining hall. Yeah, tourists and that. You know what
I mean? Was it morning? Oh my god!
And bro, I'm telling you, yeah. You see the way it's patterned. On holiday, everyone knows you go to the hot country in the morning. And in the breakfast hall, it's quiet.
It's the next day.
You feel me? It's tranquil.
Got my food and that. Get me? Not thinking nothing of it. And that's the thing. I've entered outside. Yeah. Get me? So obviously everyone looks at the door. Come out the door. Get
me? Like, what did you fall on?
The floor was wet.
Remember, of course it was, nigga.
It's an all you can eat buffet. Yeah, my thing's packed, fam.
Packed. I've got fruit in there, cereal in there,
bread,
beans, muffins, omelette, everything.
Everything. Bare pancakes.
Yeah.
I've just gone, fam. I stayed on the floor for a minute.
Yeah, trust me.
My side was hurting, fam. I was in pain, bro.
You know, man's lying on the floor like, yeah, fuck it, I'm broken.
The longer I lie on the floor, more people can feel sorry for me.
It's already tranquil, fam.
I want them to feel like they're gonna have to call a hospital for me. Big man, team,
fam. In the breakfast hall, it's tranquil, and then man's made the noise. Plate's gone. China's gone flying. Knife and fork's gone flying, fam. Yeah.
Oh my god.
And
oh my god.
After that noise has been made, the silence is now deafening.
Yeah, it's deafening.
Like, everyone's like,
"That's alright." Yeah.
Did anyone say that to you?
Man, people are coming over talking about. Yeah, there weren't no sand on the floor.
Let me get out of it.
Let me get out of here, but I swear, I ran back upstairs. You know, like, man's thing was way up.
Yeah.
I went, took off my Air Forces, threw them on. I just put them on fresh, you know. I just broke them out, and it just cost me some embarrassment. I flung them down, fam.
That must have been loud. Do.
I was like, nah, fuck.
No, go on. I want to hear the next one.
But then it happened again. Like,
what, Air Forces again let you down?
Bro, even in Air Forces, I made the dumb mistake of wearing trainers to a fucking water park.
Yep. Swear down, you dropped in there.
Swear down. You're too big, guy.
Not like I'm, man's in the middle of the vibe at this point. Man's a bit jacked and that.
In the foam.
What foam party?
It's soap.
Yeah.
It's literally soap.
Yeah, it's soapy, yeah.
I was having a little banter with one gal and that. She's throwing water at me, I'm chasing her.
Oh my god, he slipped when he's chasing her.
So like, I forgot part of the edges of like a pool size.
Yeah.
So the lip
changes.
Yeah.
Still, I see no changes. Unless he's racing.
Again.
Oh my god.
Man's in the middle of a party.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, oh, I got a headache. Fuck.
Oh my god.
Master still has seen no changes.
And when I said I couldn't move, I thought I broke my fucking hip. I've landed on that.
Man licked up both hips.
Yeah, both hips.
What a holiday.
The girl's kind of laughing with me. I'm kind of like.
He's saying, checking every day.
All right, my legs are moving.
You know, I tried to get back up and chase her again.
Nah.
Slow down, really.
Slow
down real quick.
The fun stuff.
I swear down, the day after I had bare bruises on my side. Rest of the holiday, I was bruised up, fam.
Oh, man.
Bro, that said, is funny,
fam.
Blood.
Yeah, but never again, fam. So, when see me in Mexico, I have sandals on. Yeah,
Jesus sandals.
And I have no trainers on in the water park.
Oh, shit.
That, fam.
Get my head out of it, man. I've had enough
after
one day.
So. Embarrassing moments. If you got any DMs, put it in the comments. Shout B4 for coming down. We will see you next week. Yeah, man. Take care. Love.
Keep spit shining, bitch.
I can't do it.